Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I'm going to talk about adjectives that you can use to describe people. This is an A2 podcast, so all the language will be suitable for pre-intermediate learners, but I will include a couple of more advanced bits of vocabulary, and for more advanced learners, it should still be good revision. I'm only interested in adjectives that you can use to describe a person's appearance today, and I'm only looking at two qualities, height and width. I'm going to use a technique that English teachers love when presenting vocabulary. You see, we English teachers can't resist a cline. A cline is like a language scale, so for adjectives, you would start with an extreme adjective and then move to less extreme, through to the opposite, and then the extreme opposite. The most obvious example is to talk about temperature. You might start at freezing and then say icy, cold, chilly, nippy, mild, warm, hot, sweltering, boiling. Today I'm going to look at two clines for adjectives that you can use to describe people's height and their width. Some of the language I'm going to use will not be very polite, not the sort of thing you should say to a person as it might upset them. I'll let you know as we go. Let's start with the most controversial attribute, width, or girth, size. This is a really useful quality to describe if you want to identify someone to a friend or the police, but not something you really want to say directly to someone. I'm going to assume that you all know thin and fat. Now I need to start with an extreme adjective. The most extreme adjective you can use to talk about someone who's really thin is skeletal. This means like a skeleton and is not a healthy description. Next on the scale is skinny. This adjective emphasizes that all a person has around their skeleton is skin. My grandmother used to say, "Come and have something to eat. You're all skin and bones." All skin and bones. I don't think that was ever really true for me, but these things are relative, and my grandmother was never happier than when she was feeding people. The next adjective is thin. This is a neutral adjective. It doesn't mean attractive. If you are thin, but in an attractive way, you could be described as slim. Sometimes some clothes can make you look slimmer than you are. These clothes can be called slimming. Donald Trump thinks that wearing a really long tie is slimming. The next adjective is athletic, though you can only use this as part of a compound phrase. You can say that someone has an athletic build. This is used when a person is a bit bigger, but they are more muscular than fat. People generally look the healthiest when they have an athletic build. The next adjective is well-built, and this implies that a person has a solid build. If you use this to describe a woman, it can mean solid and muscular, with bigger legs and hips, but it's often used as a polite way to say that a woman is much bigger than well-built. Well-built for a man implies a strong-looking physical build. I think that people are quite happy to be described as slim, with an athletic build, and well-built. But the following adjectives are less complimentary. The next adjective on the cline is chubby.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is often used to describe babies or children that are a bit fat, but who are still cute. Both of my boys were very chubby little babies. I'm not sure it's cute for adults. The next adjective on the cline is overweight. This means that a person is fat, but it's quite a neutral term. You'd use this to describe someone who is fat, but not so fat that it's the first thing you'd say. So you might say, he's tall and overweight. Now we come to fat. This is a pretty negative adjective, and normally I think people would only use it if it's the first adjective that comes to mind when you describe someone. So in the last example, I said he's tall and overweight. If you describe someone as fat, you'd say he's fat and tall. If you want to point out someone in a crowd and use the word fat, that has to be the defining characteristic. The last word on this scale is obese. This is a medical term that means unhealthily fat. The noun form, obesity, is used in the news to talk about people who are so overweight it's a health concern and something that politicians worry about. the size weight Klein then starts at skeletal, and then we can say skinny, thin, slim, an athletic build, well-built, chubby, overweight, fat, and obese. Now I'm going to talk about a less controversial list, height. I'm going to start by assuming you know tall and short. I think that the most extreme adjective we use normally to talk about people who are really short is tiny. It's not really a very positive adjective for men or women. Another adjective that means the same thing is diminutive. This is not quite as common and is quite an advanced level word, but I quite like it. The next word, slightly larger than tiny or diminutive, is little. Normally we would use little with quite or very. She's quite little. He's very little. I think small comes next, although this is my opinion. Little and small are very similar in meaning. Small feels slightly larger than little to me, but you could get different answers from different teachers. Next comes short. This is straightforward. It's not extreme. You might say someone is quite short or very short, but it might not be the first thing you'd say to describe someone. The next word is average. This means that a person is not tall or short, but they are close to the middle on the height scale. You can say things like slightly shorter than average or slightly taller than average to indicate that a person is just a little bit short or tall. Next, we have tall. This is straightforward. Now, if a person is tall and thin, they might be described as lanky. This is not a positive adjective. It's used to describe someone who is a bit too tall and who looks like they're not fully in control of their body. It's often used by short men who are insecure about their height. Look at you, lanky so-and-so. If someone is extremely tall, you can describe them as towering. This isn't very common and is related to tower over, meaning to be much taller. So you might hear, Jenny is very tall for her age. She towers over her classmates. To review this Klein, we started at tiny, and then it was diminutive, then little, small, short, shorter than average, average, taller than average, tall, lanky, and towering. The next time I look at adjectives to describe people, I'm going to look at another Klein, and it will be the ugly to beautiful Klein, which has lots of colourful vocabulary. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.